Okay.
Wait, hold on. Start it, start it. You can start it.
There is a problem of paskusi. Forget about chametz. Forget about lishma. Forget about mitzvahs. The isati they glazer and paskuti. Taisa sends you to the Pirkei de Blazer. Taisa Naf Yigimol elaborates a little bit. Pirkei de Blazer yesh the Ezer is Rebovel ben Shaltiel Yeshu ben Yitzadik Nidu Oisim b'Sholish Meis Kainu b'Sholish Meis Tenaikas. Noise of a hundred they add, Sholish Meir Shaifris, Sholish Meir Sepetera, but you're taking, Halvim Mesherim, Messiah in Mekan Amru Koechel Paskuti Koechel Basar Chazer. Which is interesting, because if you look at the Pirkei de Blazer Taka, it sounds like, and it might be important, this Nakuda, that there might have been, like, two stages over here. Because it says that they did this whole shtick over there, and it's not like they put them in Stam and Cherim. Yeah, Cherim Bezin Elion, Cherim Bezin Tachnon, Shalechel Adam, see, I thought it was in Orient Chair. Shalechel, and he wasn't there, okay. Better than that. I just told God in Orient Chair. Anyway. Mekan Amru, Mekan Amru Kolecho Paskuti. So, like, it seemed that there might have been one stage of time they put them in Cherim. And the reason is, like Kaya says, and it says over there, because when Ezra came to rebuild the base of Mikdash Bayesheni, the Kutim, the Shemroinim, that they came with 180,000 soldiers and tried to stop it. I'm not sure what the issue was, but they tried to stop the base of Mikdash. Because of that, they put them in Cherim. And then it said, here's always Mikan Amru, that Oichel Paskuti, Oichel Pas Koichel Chazir. So.
Before that, it said
also,
right?
What?
What is it before
it says Mikan Amru, it said Shloyoko. Huh? Sorry. 1 second. No, it said, come on. It says Shalech. Okay. No, the reason why I make a point of this, in the revolver here, it's a little funny. Yeah? Because when Tosfos asked the Kasha, yeah? I pass kuti is also. How are they? So what's the whole issue over here in our Gemara? How you allowed to eat from Baal? So the Gemara says two truths. So first there is Mayri Hakim Shagazra al Pitam, the Isa Pigna Blaza. Inami Lacha Kain. Mushlosh Isa Mekama Shalon, like Taisa Teres. And Sarchain, which is like Gazra Elop of Pas Shalahem. So the question, what is the first Teres of the Ridva? What is the first Teres of the Ridva? It's Kaidim Shagazra al Pitam. Kaidim Shagazra al Pitam, so when exactly are we talking about? Kaidim Shagazra al Pitam, yeah? Hooray, this was the beginning of Bayesheni, yeah? So when what's our mission? Our mission is in Bayes Rishon? When's our mission? When this whole discussion is Braisa, or Pas Machoikas Tanoim, in Bayesheni, how is that before? Kaidim Shagazra al Pitam. The Rav makes no sense. Yeah, the Tanoim are arguing about Paskuti, yeah? So he says before Kaim Shagazra, if the guys are at that moment when they try to start the base of Mikdash and all these, and in time of Ezra, that was That was before the Tanayim. Ezra was the beginning of Ba'al Shem, before the Tikkuf of Tanayim. Yeah? So what's this Kaidim that our whole discussion is before there were Geyser? There were Geyser then. What's going on? It's not, we can't read the Ritva. Yeah? So a guy in the bottom here, in the Kuk Ritva, he suggests, and Memes in the Taisis Yomtiv in Shvi'is, Parches Mishnah Yud, which is this halach is all this pas kuti being like chazir is mentioned in Mishnah in Shvi'is. So the Taisis Yomtiv over there. Kuti kaychel chazer, meaning it's a later gezeira. That's why Yantiv wants midayik in the lashon of the Pirkader of Elazar. So he says, "I art Taisa mashon like that." Taisa says, "Gozral piton lefi shoyim vatam bin yemes emekter b'mei Ezra." Taisa seems to be saying, "When did this happen, Moshe?" Mei Ezra. He says, "No." Taisa says, "B'mei Ezra." Mean I read pasuk with Taisa. It's a comma. Lefi shoyim vatam bin yemes emekdash. Halo Gaza Piton Kamal Fesha about Mayezra. So not the Gaza Piton, the Bnei Ezra is not going on Gaza Piton Mayezra. The Gaza Piton, they were Mavatl, the base Mikdash, Mayezra, and later on, they put the Mechayim, and later on, they were Mavatl, later on, they were Gaza on the bread. That's what Taisyanta wants to say. And because he's Medaik for the Mekan Omru. But Maizra, Abram is saying, though, it's not good because. Because it did say in the Chayim itself, Lashon of the Perk Lazar is, you know, they did the whole thing, the whole shtick, yeah? Chayim based on that, Sheloyeichel. It sounds like that was part of the Chayim, at least, Sheloyeichel. So that's a bit of a problem. It's a nice, but the Taisyantim is learning not like that, and Lachar, the Ritva is learning not like that. The Ritva Bayas, it says, the answer to his kasha, maybe this whole machlek is before there were guys, it sounds like he had a tzad to say there was a later gezerah. Okay, anyway, the Taish has a problem. The guys are paskutim. Maisa, really the question is, what is the site of the Gezerah? Is this has anything at all to do with the Isser of Pas Akum? Is an Isser of Rabbanon of Pas Akum? Pas Akum, not any Pas Akum. In Rabbanon, there was a Gezerah, Mishum Chasnas. And by Pas Akum, the halach is that if it's what we call Pas Palter, if it's not a private baking, you don't go to some guy's house, he bakes his, you know, some sourdough bread, you know, so you go to your neighbors, you know, been working on his sourdough bread for the last 3 months, and they finally invite you for the sourdough bread party. So, but that's a chaser. Question is, what if it's a bakery, Pas Palter, which mass produced, we don't have this personal connection with him, and the Gezerah, you might come to marry his daughter, etc. So, that Mikra then, it's Mutter, but we say that's our Sesh Mechuva, right? Then he's supposed to be Machmer on Pas Palter. No Entenmann's cookies. But anyway, but Mikra then, Pas Palter, the rest of the year is Mutter. It's a Chumra to be Machmer. Agban Shail is, when we talk about Pas Kuti, is that connected to the Gezerah of Pas Akum? Or is it a whole separate Gezerah? It could be it's a whole different reason, B'chal. So it's interesting. If you look at the sheet of Betzes, that's brought down over here, the sheets. The sheet of Betzes Baba Kama, before the sheet of Betzes quotes the Ramah, that Ramah was just got caught in a mistake. But anyway, they've been there for the Rimmel Nil. Yeah? And he says, I got no Adam Rimalma, pas pitoi, pas kuti, the Visha Hikrim Ezra of Chol Sayato, Shein Anchines Agdaila, Hrim Akutim, they put him in Chayrim, Kadei, Shloy Ischat, Yisrael Imam, Mishloy Yoichas Pito. Okay, so he does say very clearly that the seed, the shayrish of the gezer be'etzim is the same because they want this not the base of mikdash. Therefore, we said we want to excommunicate them, want to have them do with them. We don't want to have anything to do with them, and you shouldn't have a connection. You should marry them, but not it's because of marriage, but by goy, not this is to marry them. They're going now that they're Jews, that's them. El Maestam, we just wanted to be marchik them from us, but the bread has to do with marriage. The bread has to do with marriage. The Mela, Buddy says, they're more machmir. They're more machmir, and I feel bechute chatuye, the Mishri pas, shof a goy, a pasha of a kute, yesh boy cherim, b'osalahonis menu. So he's saying that even though the shayrish of the gzeir is the same, so there's a different hat that he talks about. And this is very halach l'maisa, right? The Jew stirs the fire, that's a hat there. You have the Jew turns on the fire, it's also a hat there, right? That's what they do in bakeries, etc. So the real Manol says that there's no heter over here. And the Ramban in Yud Gimel says that there's no heter of paspalter. So you see there were more machmir. So you know paspalter is mutter. Right, Ramban says, Nir, shechmir v'pita, the Ramban in Yud Gimel, b'chulin, yaisim v'pashal goyim. Shepashal goyim, mokam shein palter, Yisrael, amu v'tiru. Right? By Goy, pas Akum, later Gezer, they don't matter if there's no kosher bread, no Jewish bread. Yeah, but pas Kut is Osir. The Efshe Shechosh Rushema Yitmu Behem, the Gozral Ikachai Nefesh Yerisa Mishal Goyim, Loi Matmi Yisrael Behem. Inami Pashal Goyim Yefshe Lamel, over here it's Efshe Lamel. Rabban says, that pas kut in the answer, there were more machmir than pas hakum. He's doing my pas palter, and he says why? Again, like you see in him that the gezer, it's a gezer auto chasnus. The sima for the gezer beetsim is the same idea as why they answer pas goyim, pas hakum. But he says over here they were chayshish more. Says the Ramah, why were they chayshish more? Because over here there was a chash. Since the Ma'aseh Kesef, they're Jews, right? So therefore, you don't have an automatic mechitza. You don't have a barrier, a built-in barrier between you and them. And therefore, if you're gonna, we're allowed to buddy up with them, then there's more of a shash that you'll marry them. Hashenken by a guy, there's some type of natural barrier between the guy, and therefore they're more meikel. At least the kavi pas palter. From here, no, the Ramban and Chulin Daf Yud Gimel. I quoted a Shita, and now I'm calling a Ramban. The Rimul Nul and Ramban, both of them tell us that the Yisoid of Pas Kuti is the same idea of Pas Akum, which has to do with Chasnas. And both of them say we're more Machmir. Okay? The Rimul Nul is Mashma, the reason why we're more Machmir is because of the Cherim. Since they didn't just Aser, they asked that there's a Cherim, they put a Cherim on it, and then with Aser Manai. So that's why it's more Chomer. The Ramban says, Mitzad etzim yisoid of the chash, it's more chomer. Because since the guy by pas palter, the man's talking about, now got a chitoy, by pas palter, will make by a guy, because the fact that it's mass produced makes the chash less. The male by a guy, we're not going to be machin. But by kutu, we're machin even that, because naturally it is more of a chash, because that's them, they're Jewish. Right, so it's more of a chash. He might come to marry them, and because they were because they it's not based on mikdash. We want them out. We don't want anything to do with them. This other svar he says is two svar. Another svar is where pas palter is mutter by goy, not by kuti, is because since a bread is a basic necessity, that especially in those days, the bread was the ikker of the meal. Mela, it would be very hard not to be able to get pas palter. You can't always make your own bread. So therefore, they were making Mashenka Medikuti. That's, you can live without getting bread from the kuti, you can get bread from a guy. So Mela, therefore, they were guys more. Upon him, Vina Shavi, both of them are telling me the Yisoid has to do with chasnas. I might explain that the Hemshech Taisus, that's why I'm making a point of this. I'm not sure, but in the side of the sheet, the Mishnayis over there is a pirish from Ches Yud, from the who? Where did it go? From the Anche Shein. Teresa Anche Shein. It brings down from a Sefer Hoin Osher. Never heard of it. It says, the reason why it's called, he's in Midnight, it's a strange. Yeah, Ka'echel Basa Chazer. What's that, Basa Chazer? It's also he's Paskuti. Chazer, Basa Chazer, what Shaykh is. He says a cube shot. Dimer blows the paskutin, but the boss of Chazer, they should massay him hoig the Chazer. Hapirish to law of Aimer, Rush and Itar, Vutame, Shaf Haim, as a Shem Hoyerem, Elohim Hoyoyotim. Okay, because, you know, kill they were religious to Kutim, but Maisa, they were by Zara. So he said, Ufizer, he's talking about the Kutim Rishainim. This is actually a good thesis. See in a minute. Achlin is died in Nira. Apia Taiz, your gods are laying, Lafish, your bottle, be made by Samikdosh, Shemachim, Hemshil, and Machazer. You do a Mashkam, and Chazal, Gemar and Saita. Now, who, Ufter, the Hurkanis, our struggles, that the Chazer was not the Parnov in the Chayma, that's when the Shuk 400 Parasa, that was the beginning of the Churban, when they used to lower down the money and they just bring them up. All the God Gemar, they learn on Tishabab. Yeah, and they used to bring up the sheep to the shech for the carb, and then they sent up a chazer. He stuck its slip feet into the wall, and that was mamish the beginning of the carbon. So apart you see, so to the sheteva chazer lahashchus yushalayim. Sheteva the chazer. So man, that's why they answered since they were starting to stop the binyan beis hamikdash. Therefore, they answered like chazer. So fizel could be it's mashma that. It's a different the iser the side of the iser has nothing to do with chasnas. It's not connected with the past palter, past akum. Because they were trying to stop binyan beis hamikdash, they made it into chasid. They gave it b'sedin a chasid. Becomes mechalas asuris. Mechalas asuris. The answer shame and the mishnayis and shviyas perik yud halacha ches. Okay, let's see the Hemshech Taisus. So Taisus has a kasha. What happened to Isser pas kuti? So Taisus, luckily, may the high in the kusim and shayinim. The chsib behem is leim hayoyiv dim. The kamer hasa mekan amir blaz kol eichel pas kuti gilu eichel basachazim tinanam kamon. Chitas min leiv zchavim pite pas kuti. So may they can say, you know, the world says kasha. World says kasha. It may be. Maybe we're talking about the original Kutim. What was the Chayitah means what he said before on Beis, right? Taisa said either Maniyam Geri Ames. Originally, the original Kusim. What was the story? Eselahem Oyaidim. They mean Taisa. Everyone holds the original Kusim was a bunch of baloney. It wasn't a real Geri. Maniyam Geri Ames. Only because afterwards that they were Megayir again. So Taisa is saying maybe. When the Pirkei Avos says that guys are past Kuti, maybe that's talking about the original Kutim, which were really Goyim. Maybe it's not a Ger to us, because we're going around, obviously the whole Sukhi is going around Yom and Geri Emesheim, because we're trusting their Matzah, right? They're not the Goyim, the whole Sukhi doesn't work, obviously, right? So we're going Geri Emes, which means they're Megayir afterwards again, Taisa said. The Meila, that whole sugi of Paskuti is not negayah. But there is no, because we see that the sugi of Paskuti is alive and negayah today, even though we're not talking about the first geirahs. Right? The Hakamar Hasam, Mekan Omer Blazer, Kol Eichel Paskuti Eichel Basel Chazer. Reb Blazer says it. Eichel Pasuk Ketum at time of Reb Blazer. Reb Blazer didn't live at the time when they first became Kutim. They first became Jews, and which is really a bunch of baloney, and then they were Megayer afterwards. He's talking about today, in his time, and still saying this is a problem Paskuti. It's Eichel Chazer. You see that it's not the talking about the original Geirs. Elamai, and also the Gemara says in Gimel, Amin is Pite Paskutis. You see, Paskutis, the Geir, even in current events, it's also the Geir. So, man, that's not a Havamina, that Teretz. Oh. Elamai, so you see that it's the Geir. So, if the Geir is divided, how are we allowed to eat it? Zoktaisis. Where are you? The Ma'ir Hocha v'Isas Yisrael, v'Isas Yisrael sh'asa hakuti mimenu matzah. It's not talking about that it's the guy's bread. It's talking about the Jew made it though. And the kuti is the one that baked it. So Me'la, so Pashat Taisus, Me'la, if it's your bread, then that wasn't the Gzair. The Gzair was pas kuti, their bread. Now, L'chayr, if you both the reasons that we said before, what the side of this is, whether it's al-chasnas, L'chayr, even if it's al-chasnas, if it's my bread, if it's my dough, then you don't have that chash. Chash is, when it's his bread, I'm eating his bread, then I might party with him, and it could lead to chasnas. That's only when I'm eating his bread, and he's inviting me to meal, and I'm eating his bread. But if it's my bread, he's just the one that baked it, L'chayr, it's not a problem. What in the other pshat? They say that the aser al tzmini beis mikdash because the aser stand they made into b'chol sud, they made into like it's chazir. That bite could be only when it's his bread, but if it's my bread, it's my dough. The fact that he baked it doesn't make it, doesn't give it a shame. Pas kuti mela, it didn't fit into the gezerah. Akaparim Taisus learns that we're talking about over here that it's our dough. That's the main time is mechadish. Now, Fetayis is in time, Hech Yitzhaba. Shema, Hulo Shema L'Shem Matzah. The Cheshil of Naiver, L'Sitem Mechshal. How could we trust them to eat? To eat, to be Yitzhaba, Tayis says. To be Yitzhaba, they have this Matzah. Maybe they're giving you, they're telling you it's Matzah. They're telling you that it's good, right? But the Cheshil of Naiver, we had before, the Cheshil of Naiver, they think L'Sitem Mechshal doesn't mean the Mechshal Besser. So how can we trust them? Oh, so everybody asks, why is Taisus asking this kasha only on Haibin Yetzidei Chayvus Matzah? Why didn't Taisus ask this kasha on the first part of the memra? Matzah Kusi Muteres. We said yesterday, there's two things going on, Muteres v'Adam Yetzidei Chavasai. So why is Taisus ask on the second thing? That why Haibin Yetzidei Chavasai? Yeah? Taisus should ask right away, how are you allowed to eat it? Maybe it's chametz. Maybe it's chametz. And then the kuti doesn't care about the iver. Why is Taisus only asking from b'yeis dechavas matzah? So the truth of the matter is, the Ritva does ask from chametz. Right? Yisan yematzah kuzim teres perish. Teres lanu lechashin shem chametzu u'mayri b'shirinu sh'achal mimenu. Tais is teretz. Kagoyin shli achal kuti matzah cheres cholai. We'll get to that. But Tais is basically teretz is that we saw him. There's been yaitzah with it. How we know these basically? We'll talk soon. Yeah. But says the Ritva. But the Ritva asked it right away. The Ritva asked it right away. The Cheni says, "Hodisanya, Adam Yoytzei Chavas of Pesach, also Ma'ir B'Shirinu Shiyasaba Shloch Matzah Cheres Glayis Alai." Like Tais says, "The law, unless the law Neiva Zidei Mechshon." What? Ritva asked the Kash on both.
Yeah.
And his Teretz is basically that. Like Abba Chometz, partially we saw him eating it, so we know it's not Chometz. Like Abba Tais Kash, he says the Tais Teretz. Tais Kash, how Yoytzei Matzah? Doesn't help that we saw him eat it, because doesn't mean that it's matzah. Doesn't mean it's a shema. There's two separate questions in the Ritva. One is chametz, and that's simple. We saw him take a bite out of it, and we know it's not chametz. Second kasha, I have yaitz matzah. So then he answered, that kasha a little more difficult. And he has to answer the tumma that he didn't eat all the matzah the whole night. Okay, so says. It's the daisies, yes. But the Dva asked the kasha, the way the Quran is asking Taisis, why didn't Taisis ask that? So the Marshal and the Marshal in Gittin asks his kasha. And they give a slightly different terutzim. Slightly different terutzim. Marsha says that that's according to Marsha, there's a flow, Rabbi says, a flow in Taisis over here. Yeah? There's a flow in Taisis. Because Taisis just got through saying. Yeah? Because Taisis just got through quoting the main town. That what? That we're talking about whose dough is it? It's the Jews' dough. So once Taisis got through saying that it's the Jews' dough, Samaeli wouldn't ask a kasha. I maybe it's chametz. But since it's the Jews' dough, Samaeli, the Jew could see that it's not chametz. It's not coming to the guy after he baked the matzah. It's his dough. His dough. He knows it. It was not chametz. So because Taisis established that it's talking about the Jews' dough, Samaeli. He doesn't ask a kasha from chametz. The only kasha he has, maybe it's not lishma. Maybe it's not lishma.
Doesn't it get chametz while baking it? Could be doing too long or something. So if it, even though it's a Jew's,
it doesn't get chametz while it's baking.
I mean, if you do for like over 18 minutes, then it was machmas. So even though it was a Jew's dough, which is totally good dough, then when the kusher was doing it, why does it actually matter whose dough it was? The whole problem is when it could get machmas.
Okay, so the mamshif. Maybe ask that kasha. The Marashif asks, actually, the Marashif has two kashas in the Marashif. One kasha he asks, that L'chayr Gval kasha, which you only ask the kasha also, that L'chayr, if Taiz is saying that there's no chash chomet because it's your dough and you could tell that it wasn't, you see the base of money, you know there wasn't chomet, yeah? So then what's Pshat and Blazer? Blazer asks to eat it also. A bomb kasha. Blazer asks to eat it. Three tanoim here, yeah? What does Blazer say? Blazer Aisa, Fishay Mekim, the mitzvahs. Yeah? What do you mean? Coin Taisus, if it's your dough, and Masha says that Coin Taisus, right? We're not worried about Chametz because you could tell, right? So then, what's Pshat and Blazer? That's one kasha of the Ram Shiv. The other kasha he asks, maybe another chayz is asking after you gave him the dough, maybe it doesn't say that you were sad that you watched him bake it, right? So maybe I don't know. You're right. When the dough was by you, it wasn't chametz. Maybe afterwards it became chametz. Maybe that's what Gavi's asking.
Can we go over the question of
Blazer
again?
What?
The first question.
We have the Tanakhama says it's, you're allowed to eat it and you're allowed to be yaitzach matzah. Reb Blazer says oyser because they're not bekeim b'dukim mitzvahs. Yeah, according to Marsha, if that we're talking about over here, it's your dough to avoid the problem of paskuti. And Meir says to Marsha, once we're talking about your dough, there's no chash chametz. Why? You can see that it's not chametz. If it's his dough, you don't know what's going on by his dough. But it's your dough, you saw it's not chametz. If you saw that it's not chametz, then what's Pshat and Blazer? Blazer said, okay, the kuti is not pekin. Who cares? I don't need the kuti. It's my dough. I saw it. That's not chametz. Very strong. The Mamash is a terrible question. It's a very, 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 very difficult question. Al-Kabanim, the Marshal says a little different. Also, the Marshal is also, what?
Is it a test, Mamash?
No, he shlugs up. He shlugs the Marshal. Marshal also is gebayt in the fact that it's your dough. He says because since it's your dough, tanu svar yari akusi shleitin la Yisrael mimenu lechol miyef shleichal shehu also loy. So in other words, if the it's your dough, in other words, he's doing it for you. In other words, it's not that. It's your dog, right? He's doing it for you. So this is a chash that you're maybe going to make him eat it, right? Because he can't say, no, I don't want to eat it. You know, if it's his dough, he can do whatever he wants. I don't want to eat it. But if it's your dough, you're hiring him, yeah, and you want to, you're testing him to see that he did what he's supposed to do, and it didn't become chametz. So then he's going to have to eat. Otherwise, you're not going to pay him. Whatever. Otherwise, you know, he's working for you. He's got to listen to you, right? So meila again, in the mashal is also a hemshel taisus. Yes, the taisus said that's not my yerdah, which means that the kusi is doing it for you. Once the kusi is doing it for you, then he's scared you're going to make him eat it. Meila chatchila, he's going to make sure that chatchila is like a mirsus, and meila is going to make sure that it's not going to become chametz. Now, but the dva though, right? The dva that asked the kasha, even on the chametz part, the kubi is takel shetasai, because the dva is not so convinced with the Baran Tam. He's not necessarily going to Baran Tam. We see even when he asked Taisus Kasha, his first teretz is, he has Kreb Mikos Valpitam. When he asked Kasha of Paskuti, he doesn't answer right away like Baran Tam. That what? That we're talking about, it's our dough. Right? And if there's no problem, Paskuti. He says that maybe it was Kreb Mikazera. It was Kreb Mikazera. We said before, the Kreb of the Gezera was later. So, Akapam said, therefore, he couldn't necessarily answer Lagabe chametz, he couldn't answer that it's other cheshbonim to say how we know that it's not chametz because it's your dough, right? He couldn't answer either mashal or the mashal. Therefore, l'shitasai chayitz l'shitasai over here. He asked the kasha. Even not only on how you eat a chametz, how you eat a matzah, but also how you eat it b'chal. Meila, why? Because l'shitasai, it's not necessarily your dough. So therefore, he had a kasha. Not just hakiyu etz matzah. How you allowed to eat it? Why chash chametz? The answer is, it's talking about game teeth.
But if the whole case is where they're making matzah for themselves, are we chosesh
for chametz? You're going rashi back to your chosesh and rashi. So what's that? What?
And now in the ritual, why did he ask the question?
Hmm?
And before he just been Santos
was. I understand. So Rashi is bringing out a point though. We saw in Rashi, right? Rashi said right away, what are we talking about over here? What did Rashi say? Kimin Achzik Ledu, Achzik Nam Ledan. Listen, Machalayu, ki avdi litzarech atzma. Right? Rashi says the whole Gemara is talking about that the Kuti is making it for himself. And we explain why is Rashi talking about making it for himself. Because if he's not making it for himself, he's a shash of neighbor. That's what Rashi says. He doesn't speak it out in those many words, that's what Rashi means. The whole Sugi is talking about he's making it for himself. If he's making it for you, then he's not worried about the neighbor, so then there's no namaras. Even though he's achzuk, then if you're tanakami, you're not going to be able to be yaitzei.
Because
mirsas If he's doing it for himself, there's no chashash to neighbor. If he's doing it for himself, then he's not going to be over with the Eva on himself. Yeah? So therefore, that's what Rashi is saying. Right? So now, if that's true, so then the Rishonim's Kasha. The Rishonim are all asking over here, how you allowed to eat it? I lift the Eva. So if you Rashi, the Chayra, Rashi bavarns all that. But Rashi telling us that he's doing it for himself, right? He's doing it for himself. There's no shash l'veiver. He's not going to machshel himself with neiver. Yeah. So chayr Rashi bavarins this. Certainly the kasha gabi iser. Yeah. Certainly the kasha gabi iser. Gabi chametz would answer. The gabi the kasha of of matzah, good. So if he just could have made it for himself, you don't know. Maybe he made it for maybe he made it to eat chol ma. You don't really made it for Leil HaSeder necessarily. So remember, right? When Rashi says that Tumi made it for himself, otherwise could be Rashi only saying that Lagabe Chametz. Lagabe B'yetze Matzah. Could be Rashi has come on to Taisvis. Even though L'chari not. L'chari, if Rashi is telling us they made it for himself to avoid Lith Neiver, is Rashi L'chari saying it toward the L'gabe B'yetze Matzah? I guess he means we know he made it for himself to be Yetze Matzah. Chayr and Rashi. Oh, so then now Rav asks, Chayr then to the Lushver and Ritva, right? If we're saying Ritva's learning, it's not Ritva's the Teres, it's not our dough, it's his dough. Yeah? It means. Okay, no, but it's not sure. Even if it's his dough, but still, maybe he's making it to sell. You don't know. Just because it's his dough doesn't necessarily mean he's making it for himself. Rashi says he's making it for himself. But if Vod says it's his dough, it could be still making it for to sell. The fact that it's his dough doesn't necessarily mean that it's not going to be a problem. Okay. Yeah. Now, there's a problem with Taisvitz. There's a discussion in Taisvitz anyway. Because the Zeche Yitzchak, Itzula, Ponovitcher, not Blasher, it's not El. Yeah. Itzula Ponovitcher, Zeche Yitzchak, and the others discuss it as well, has a discussion, is there Lifnei Iver by Bittul Asei? Lifnei Iver, I see the Michshol. Yeah? What? What is that?
Talking about this yesterday.
What?
He brought us up yesterday.
When? Shir?
No.
It's
what
he said.
For a Jew?
What? For a Jew? Lift the Ever for a Jew. Regular lift the Ever. Is there lift the Ever on the Machshu Yu in a Bittul Mitzvah? Or lift the Ever, is it the Michshol? A Michshol means an Avera. A Bittul Mitzvah is not an Avera. A Michshol is something that's may you do something bad. A bit, obviously, a bit of it's also bad. But the question is that called a michshol? I mean, there's even a shayla, yeah, whether or not, there are some rishonim anyway that say that when the Gemara says that, and Shisu Asay, in Menachas, when he wore the Rav Katina with the Malach, amen, he wasn't wearing tzitzis, so the Baby Shal Pishton, he asked him, what about how you're not wearing tzitzis? So he said, what? You can't shisu asay, you're ma'anish on asay. You're eating rizcha. In the shas of kas, in time of kas, Shmaruch punishes asay. The mechog is shayinim. Right? You shouldn't even really talk about this. You know, maybe I'll be machshel everyone over here. But mechog is, you get an oynish for not being kayim asay. Yeah? So Mar says, "Chen shisu asay." It's mashi yonke noish from not being kaim asay. That's the sheet of Emerson of many rishonim in a band of whole like that. But Tosaf says, "No, why do you get punished for asay?" It means trying to avoid an asay. Like he's wearing a baguette of dal kafis, which is potter and tzitzis. Then it's he's doing something to pat himself in tzitzis. Yeah, like you take your frock and you cut one of the corners to make it. Shouldn't be dal kafis. Shouldn't put this in your frock. There you're being vatlan asay. Yeah, doing something to vatlan asay. You're patching yourself. You're not that you have a chiyav asay. You're not being mekayim asay. You're not wearing film. You have a bigger dal kafis. You're not putting on tzitzis. That taisa says avad you get an einish. If you have a chiyav to do it, you don't do it. Avad you get an einish. Yeah. The shail is. To do something to pop yourself and not say that's the shail. So akbanim. So the shail is, you know, is a bit la say considered a michshol? Is it considered a michshol or not? I mean, Misvara, I would have said that Haregah Eitzah Shein Agenis is also lifnei Iver. You have some bad advice. Yeah. So being vatlin from Maaseh is heard no worse than bad advice. Yeah. You give them bad advice on a you want them to tell them to sell his property and really you want to buy it, whatever. Right. Being vatlin from wearing tefillin is worse advice than it's not bad advice. That's my question, yes. But the Zech Yitzchak Bitzla Pundavitcher says not like that. He wants to say that Bitla said is no lif neiver. I know that the Bina and Sechemed is not it, done on the Shaila. The Shaila like this. The Shaila is, one, we have a Raya from Taisvis, and Chul and Abdalit, I'm an Aleph. What's the Raya from Taisvis, Chul and Abdalit, I'm an Aleph? Nutzvi, what's the Raya? What's the Isis Kasha? In time, I practiced Hech yoitze ba shema lo shama lo shem mitzvah. Do chashid ya lif ne'iva yisite mechshol. What's the Isis Kasha? How could you... again, what was he asking on? Hech yoitze ba. He doesn't ask on the Isser of Chometz. He asks on what? On the key of mitzvah. How can Mekayim mitzvah with this matzah want to be chayshish that maybe he's telling you it's matzah, but really it's not. Really it was not the shame mitzvah. And he's choshen lifnei iver. Yeah? What kind of lifnei iver? What are we talking about over here? Bit lasei. According to their mitzvah, there's no lifnei iver on bit lasei. What's his kasha? Tais says, how can you trust him? He doesn't care about lifnei iver, right? It's Tais mashma before yitzur. He held the lifnei iver. If the kuti held the lifnei iver, could you trust him for the matzah? For sure. Why? Even though he holds lifnei iver, there's no lifnei iver over here. There's no lifnei iver. So how can you trust him? Again, Taisa says, "Hey, Yosef, the Kuti doesn't hold him for the Iver. I have a problem. How can he be Yitzhak Matzah? Maybe he's telling me that it's Lishma, but really it's not Lishma. Yeah, it's Mavur in Taisvis, State in Taisvis. Yeah, before Yitzur, he didn't hold him. He held him for the Iver. Taisa wouldn't have a kasha, and I could be Yitzhak Matzah. Why? Because he won't be Machshel me." I ask him, is this kosher matzah? Can I be Yitzim? Is it matzah shmur? Yeah? And he says, yes, I can trust him. Why? Because he cares about lifnei iver. But 1 second. We're talking about bit mitzvah over here. If you tell me there's no lifnei iver or bit mitzvah, then what's going on? There's no lifnei iver or bit mitzvah. See, and if you held lifnei iver, how can you trust him? Elamayit, it's chayis muchon taisis. That even a bit of mitzvah I say, there's a favor. And if a Taisa says, the only reason why I have a problem over here is the guy doesn't the kuti doesn't believe in the favor. If I have a problem, then how can I trust him on a bit of mitzvah I say?
But this comes with an
avera. What avera?
Karis.
What karis? Wait. We're mocked him, yeah, that all the Ukrainian ask on Taisa is, why is Taisa start with the mitzvah? What about the iser? Right? And the Ukrainian answered that kasha. However they answer the kasha, they answer the kasha. Either the masha or the mashal, whatever territory you're going to want. But it's mavor and taisvus, yeah? Taisvus is entering the game on the mitzvah. I mean, he's not worried about karas. He has different territories for karas. Whatever territory you're going to say.
But now it is lifnei
iver. What karas? Where's karas? We told him the karas is al tchamas. When we said karas, what do you mean karas? Again.
Yeah.
In other words, it's l'chashk al tchamas. Okay, but we were mocked him before. There's no chash chametz over for whatever reason. So we only worry about the mitzvahs. What can taisus? It's before taisus. If Lo Yitzur the kuti held of neiver, I can be chaymach him legabe the matzah. Right? I there's no lif neiver matzah. No karis. Whether it's l'shma or not, can I trust him that's l'shma? We know it's not chametz. I know it's not chametz. I saw myself. I know it's not chametz. Kohen Kushal is where there was washed lishma. That's the only shayla. Okay? So Tyson says, Akasha, how can I trust him? He doesn't believe in the Hebrew. But if he held the Hebrew, I could trust him. Akasha says, what do you mean? And if he held the Hebrew, I can't trust him, because there isn't no Hebrew. According to Mitzvah, there's no Hebrew. And a bit was say. Yeah? A bomb Kasha. El Mechor is Mukhan Tyson. The Hebrew applies not only by Nisr. I say it's also a Mitzvah. However you want to say it. Yeah? Yeah? It's Shinaganis, or Betzim, or, you see, this is where the game, the Rashi. Rashi said, Be'erev Teich L'matzis, Vim Yoshav, V'loy Ochal, Ovar Ba'asei. Yeah? Rashi says, that not eating matzah, you're over on something. It's not just, you know, you don't have the brownie points. You don't get the schar for the mitzvah. Not eating matzah, you're over on that say, Rashi says. Yeah? So that might have been, it could be Rashi saying that Gabi Lufnever, maybe. No, that's why Vad is Lufnever. Even on Bitla say, because it's a mikshal. By not being Imatsi, you're over on the say.
Every
Bitla
is an over on
the say? Maybe. Maybe. But Rashi used the lotion over by say, maybe. That's why when I threw out that question yesterday, this is what I had in mind. Maybe Rashi. Is being maram is l'gabe l'fnei, because Rashi before said that it's talking about his, you know, there's no problem with l'fnei. It means there's an issue l'fnei is negay over here with mavur and Rashi. That's why maybe Rashi throws that in to explain to you why it is l'fnei to deal with Ravitzla's issue of is bit lase a michshel. Okay, that's a side point. The point is, what's Hussein? Ravitzla?
Yeah.
He's saying not like that. That's exactly the point. I'm saying maybe Rashi is coming lahedya to deal with Bissell's point. Bissell doesn't mean not Rashi. I'm just saying that when I saw the Rashi after the thing realized, I thought maybe that's Rashi's coming to why he throws it in over here. So Tum Lefneiv wants to tell you there's an again, there's the Lefneiv over here because the overall say. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I meant yesterday.
You almost said it yesterday.
What? You said yesterday? Okay, so we'll talk after this. No, but you said something like that. I thought that maybe we were saying that. Say it. Now, okay, so everybody's again. Not for your name. We have a major kasha, yeah? The Chariz refers to Taisvis that what even a bit not said is of Neiver. Because Taisvis hung with Neiver by being Yates and Matzah.
Well, is that a problem?
It's a kasha ritzalah. It's not a problem. You can't argue in Taisus, right?
Oh, yeah.
Generally speaking, no, right?
No, just to make sure it was.
Yeah. It's Lepanovich. Zecher Yitzchak. Not the Panovich at all. It's Lepanovich. Something else. A lot of people in Panovich, you know? A lot of good Jews in Panovich. A lot of Tamilchon in Panovich. Anyway, Zecher Yitzchak, Rabbi said, oh. So he himself attempts a teretz. Yeah? He attempts a teretz. So there, but one second, if I'm going to give you matzah, which is not matzah, I tell it and I give it to you saying, you gesundheit, es gesundheit, v'yaitzei mitzvah. But you're going to make a bracha, aren't you? Generally, we make brachas on mitzvahs. Now, if you make a bracha of atala, you eat matzah, which is not matzah. He says, Shek Hashem says, Vano, Achiz matzah, bracha of atala, correct? The bracha of atala, it's not just a bit of mitzvah, there's an iser. So maybe the whole issue of Lufni Iver is not out of the mitzvah's matzah. Maybe it's out the bracha that comes with the mitzvah, and the bracha v'atala, is an iser. What? Yeah. So that's his attempt and answer.
So the real issue of Tosis is very
what?
Weird.
Oh, what?
And Tosis is less short.
What?
Very weird. He's talking about a certain mitzvah just as...
He says, Heich yaitzi ba, shem hu loy shem lo shem mitzvah, duch shilath neiver, haki bi yaitze...
Shem batzah, duch hazu yaitzi, exactly. He's saying that he's not... He's not even the shem batzah. So he's not talking about the mitzvah, he's talking about the
Eich yaitzi ba. Shema, maybe the kuti did not watch it l'shem matzah. He's giving it to you and telling you to eat it because he's like chash lef neiver. All right. So, but this that we with agatayis. But if he is worried about lef neiver, I could trust him. It's only a mitzvah. There is no, it's not just a mitzvah because it's also a bracha v'atala, which is According to some Rishonim, it's like Lasis Shem Hashem Echad Chashav. Or at least in this Rabbanan. At least in this Rabbanan. It's also Shai Wez of Eve Mesir Rabbanan. But assume that there is.
According to Kusin, the Torah didn't say Rabbah anyways.
What?
Kusin don't believe in the Torah. If Kusin don't believe in Rabbanan, then according to Kusin, there's no reason for you to say Rabbah anyways.
Again, you're saying what?
Kusim, don't believe in Zerubanans.
Yeah. Wait. So let me ask a different question.
So,
let me ask, one second. So if the one second. No, but Brach Vatala, he's the Brach Vatala is a Shah Shah let me ask a different question. Let me ask a different question. The first mission of Maseches Chulin said, "Hakol Shaych." Yeah, remember that. And the fast forward Dav Gimel. Yeah, the Hakol Shaych, who the Kukimel of Yibaya, Rava, Kusi. Now, is the Kusi making bracha or is not making bracha? No. Yes. Because he's not making bracha, you can't check without making bracha. Just like the first mission of Chumas that we had, yeah, we had this whole discussion about Elaine. Remember, at the beginning of the year, we had Elaine, right? Elaine Shef, the whole, we had a ganz of tires about that, yeah? Okay, someone else, we made some kulu, yeah? You can't check without a bracha. The first mission of Chumas, Chumas, Chomesh lo yitroimu. One of them is Elaine, you can't make a bracha. You can't do a mitzvah without a bracha. It's how we lay the kusi do it. Elamai. That mitzvah that they take the whole package. You have to say that. That a mitzvah that they do with the bracha also. Just like
she,
what? Same exactly. Okay. Right, just like the chukkah, right? Just like Mark, right? The five psalm. Okay, everybody said. So now, the question is, so maybe it's not a right from Taisus. Look at this one. I could be doichu you, and saying maybe not the bracha. Because he might as well put another right. The Gemara in Sukkah, that you don't base. The Gemara discusses over there that, it was Rav Nachman, Chista was it? They came on Sukkot to Kabul Pnei the Reish Chalusa. And Rav Nachman put him in a Sukkah, here. Put him in a Sukkah that the Noi Sukkah was 4 Tvachim away. And Me'elul Shitasa, he was a Pasul Sukkah. Right? So the Gemara says, how they sit in it? The Gemara says, because they're Shluchim Mitzvah, they're Pabul. So the question is, though, how's Rav Nachman? He didn't know that he didn't. How was he allowed to put them in the sukkah? Why isn't lifting the iver? So the mitzvah, what do you mean? There's only bitul asay. It's only bitul asay. There's no lifting the iver. Kitzur, the Rishonim asked me. Yeah, so he wanted to say the how's the bracha? No, Agbanim, nothing in. Maybe it's lifting the iver is out the bracha. Oh, but he says though. Oh, Elamai. Oh, so he has like this. What is his answer? Yeshloim gan shloach kuti matzah acheres kol laila. Right? What's his answer? We saw he didn't eat matzah at all the whole night, which is rather a shtickle problematic. This teretz, yeah. So when exactly is the Jew? When exactly is he being yaitz over here? He has to wait till the end of the night. Rav Shasha has the kasha. He has to wait till the end of the night, and then what? Now he sees. But the last minute he right. What? When? So why? He said you create a matzah here, yeah. You can be eating matzah, but you have to wait until you have to wait the whole night.
What?
So
you
make car, make car.
Later,
make car. What? Okay, but that's not functional. But you can be eating. You want? You taking the chance?
No,
yeah.
Sounds like the kusi.
You taking the chance? What?
It sounds like the kusi made one batch with yours and his, and then he went and he only ate from that one. And that's he knows it's kosher.
Again, but maybe he's planning another matzah. You don't know that. Maybe he's planning another matzah. So Tais is a kid and says, you know, that's all the matzah he has. But Tais doesn't say that. Very nice. Tais a kid says that. But Tais doesn't say that. Tais says, he didn't eat other matzah. Now he doesn't have other matzah. He's got tons of other matzah, but he didn't eat. Right? So the Netziv says, the Mumei Sada says, talking about for Yom Kishen. This way, you'll be able to eat it tomorrow. The Rosh Hashanah doesn't like the Teret. So it's a shver there. Oh, so some say he's talking about that he's staying with him the whole time, and the second they see that he's going to eat all the matzah, then you know you're also going to be if you're telling me that he cares about bracha of atola, so then what's the problem? Well, it's just if you made a bracha. Very simple teretz. Teretz says, Kasha, how can you trust him? So Teretz answers, he didn't eat matzah the whole night. Teretz says that he didn't have another matzah. Simple teretz. Did he make a bracha? He didn't make a bracha.
Did the kusi make a bracha?
Yeah. He made a bracha. He made a bracha, so therefore you know that this matzah, that's kosher matzah. What's his problem? No?
Isn't it
Derabana
though?
Isn't it a bracha Derabana? Wait. You hear the kasha?
Yeah, yeah. Isn't it a bracha Derabana there for the world to sell and make a bracha the kusi?
Again, we just went. We went through this. Whether he makes a bracha or not, we showed you from Shechita that he does make a bracha. He makes a bracha. Question is though, so if he makes the bracha, so why isn't that the biggest raya?
Yeah,
Elamai, he couldn't care less about bracha about Tala. Because either it's only Rabbana, Bracha Tala, not Tais Shit is Bracha Tala's Rabbana, Tais in Roshan Lama Gimel. And maybe even if it's Hashem HaKeh HaTira, yeah? Es Hashem HaKeh, oh, is it Hashem HaKeh HaTira? No, the Gemara said Es Hashem HaKeh HaTira. So it could be, maybe the Kuti holds, and it's really got a Shaila, right? The Chayodim has the Kasha, yeah? How is it Es Hashem HaKeh HaTira? Es Hashem HaKeh HaTira? The guy sitting there making bracha Hashem, okay, melech alam, very creates. He has the apple. He's thinking everything of the vidmul wants to think about when you eat an apple. And he's mamish. Whoa, he's flying. Yeah, that's Hashem Shemar Lehola. That's Hashem Agach Hatira. He's mamish. Yeah. Chayyadim has the cash. Anyway, but so could be the kuti holds that either it's only rabbanim, it's not rabbanim, or it's because he holds that there's not. There's no the bracha tal, no chash bracha tal. There is when you make a bracha, you know, not the same as Hashem Hashem stam batal. Yeah, it could be always definitely say Hashem Hashem but now we make a bracha. Yeah, akabanim binishvi the kuti obviously is not worried about bracha batal. So the fact that he made a bracha is not a problem. Yeah, the fact that he made a bracha is not right. It's good matzah. What one says that he made a bracha is not right. It's good matzah. He doesn't care about bracha. He doesn't care about bracha batal. Once we say that he doesn't care bracha vatala, then you can't tell me that the lufni iver is not bracha vatala. How we doicha the Ribitzel's right from Taisus that even by say this lufni iver? How we doicha it? Because maybe it's not bracha vatala. But the kuti doesn't care about bracha vatala. So mele, even if he holds lufni iver, he doesn't care about bracha vatala. He holds it's not a mikshal. So mele. Elamai, but still Teresa says it's a fever. Elamai, it must be that even I say it's a fever. At the end of the day, we have arrived at Teresa's that this is.